The summer I turned 7, my mother allowed me to take the bus downtown all by myself. Now, I know you can hardly imagine this now, but you have to understand that this was back in the olden days, and moreover here in Victoria, where there only were 4 bus routes, and it took all of 10 minutes to get across town. My destination was the public library, where there was a wonderful summer puppet program. We had rehearsed my itinerary so well that I remember it to this day. You take the number 5 Lakeview bus down Quadra to the gas station. You walk right to the first intersection and then left. You pass the Chinese restaurant where they use finger bowls. And the library is right there. Nearly 60 years later, I still remember those instructions. Only what my mother did not know was that that very day, they changed the number 5 to the number 6. And it threw me. I got on, but by the time I got off, I was so confused I couldn't make sense of a single landmark. There was a gas station, but it didn't look like the right one. There was an intersection, but I couldn't tell whether to go up it or down. In short, I was completely, hopelessly, frantically lost. I dare say we all have a story like this somewhere in our past, a story which was so profoundly affecting that we can still get quite choked up thinking about it, a story which in some way defined our personal baseline for the experience of lostness. So I ask you, do you think the shepherd lost the sheep in Jesus' parable, as in little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and can't tell where to find them? Or did the sheep in Jesus' parable get lost? In other words, there is a sheep absent from the fold, lost that is, but whose problem is it? The sheep's or the shepherd's? Is lostness a subjective or an objective experience? I want to suggest that the point Jesus is trying to make in this parable is that the experience of lostness belongs to the sheep first, but that God, the shepherd, responds by making it God's problem. This is gospel. The truth is that when we are lost, we assume it is our problem. Like that 7-year-old peering frantically up and down one street and down the next. When we don't know where we are, our natural response is to seek like crazy. Well, let's for a moment not be quite so literal about it. Let's say we're talking about life, about patterns of behavior and relationships. Let's say we're talking about having lost a sense of direction in our lives, or of being, as we say, all over the map, not knowing where we're at, or being off course. There's a whole lexicon, isn't there, for the language of lostness, and it has nothing to do with maps and compasses. And we know exactly what it is, frantically to be turning every which way in the hopes of getting our bearings again and effecting some kind of mid-course correction, finding our way, and it doesn't work. That's the thing about being lost. You wouldn't be lost if you could figure out where to go next. The parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin proclaim that getting back to home page isn't dependent upon us. Now, heaven knows there are lots of stories and parables that do lay the burden squarely on our shoulders, stressing, for example, the requirement to repent or to rectify our lives and our relationships with God. But this isn't one of those parables. Sheep, I remind you, are not even capable of repentance, and coins less so. If the lost sheep is to find its way, then, notwithstanding the fact that it's looking around like crazy, the finding is going to be in the hand of God. God makes it God's problem. God hasn't lost that sheep. God never loses any of us. But God does what is necessary in the circumstances. So God, get this, God becomes a loser in order to recover the lost. And I submit to you that that is nothing less than the Christian gospel in brief. And it turns our usual pastoral approach upside down. How many times, for example, have we imagined that we have lost God, or we somehow managed to get ourselves, let's say, separated from our faith or from the company of the faithful or from our sense of the presence and love of the deity? That is, we feel spiritually lost. In such circumstances, we ask ourselves, where is God? Where is God in this pain? Where is God in this divorce? Where is God in Dorian? That is, where is the sheepfold? Can I get home? How do I get back there? How do I get to the library? That's the way we usually go about it, because we are so profoundly aware of our own sense of being lost. But if God is prepared to make our problem God's problem, to become the loser, to become the one who is missing us, you see, then a different question is salutary. Not, we ask this a lot, so where is God in this for you? Not that, but so where are you in this for God? If God were to take a God's eye view of this situation, what would God see? Where would you be in the picture? The parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin are not parables about what we have to do to get our life back on track or to win our salvation, nor even to return to God. Rather, they are about what God is prepared to do, to take the role of the loser, to come and find us, and come hell or high water, to get us back home again. And by the way, just so you don't go home worrying about wee Wendy Tucker, which is what I used to be called in those days, her mother, just like God, came and found her. Amen.